Regina Sworn, thank you so much for joining me for Regina Sworn audio series. I want to speak this morning about Back Against the Wall. That's the name of this topic. You can contact me at swornregina@gmail.com. Has any of you ever out there felt like you were all alone, like in the world by yourself? I mean, I'm speaking of myself at times since my sister passed away and since my dad passed away. Sometimes I feel like I am by myself, although I have other brothers and sisters, other cousins, and, you know, other family members, but I was extremely close to my dad and my sister. My sister and I recorded in a band together. So maybe you can understand where I'm coming from. I hope so. But have you ever felt like your back is against the wall? That you reach out, you reach your arms out, and I'm speaking now to the spirit, like you reach your arms out and it just seems like you're grabbing for something and you can't hold on to it. And what I mean by that is when you try to talk to people, it's hard to find different people to really talk to because you're so afraid that people may share your information. And I've been so afraid of that. I mean, it's like I've just been afraid, you know. And people say all the time, well, you got other brothers and sisters. What's the problem? The problem is I was never close to my other brothers and sisters. That doesn't mean I don't love them. I love them with a great passion. But my sister who passed away, we were like twins. I mean, we knew what each other thought. We were so close. We recorded together for all those years. We grew up as little kids. And then my dad. So to have both of them gone, I remember a dream I had back in 2004 that I was walking by myself and I had on all black. I didn't understand the dream at the time because everybody was here. My sister was here. My dad was here. My pastor was here. My make-believe grandmommy was here. I mean, everybody was here, guys. Everybody was here at that time. So I kind of took the dream lightly. I'm going to be honest with you. But if you fast forward to this day, there are times I feel like my back is against the wall. There are times I feel like I am walking by myself. And God brings back to mind that dream, that vision that He showed me back in 2004. While I was walking by myself, the wind was blowing really, really hard. And I was walking by myself. And you know, all that black I had on, that represented dark days ahead. And guys, let me tell you, there have been a lot of dark days ahead of me. I have dealt with, when my sister died, I dealt with a bit of depression. I really did. I didn't know what depression was before she died. But when she died, I dealt with a bit of depression, a near nervous breakdown when she died. I mean, it's been really difficult for me to go on. And to, when I go through things now, sometimes I'm like, I want to pick up the phone and call her, but I can't. I pick up the phone and call my dad for help for certain different things. I can't. And when you call other people and get other people to do things, I'm talking family members. Sometimes they mention what they do for you. And sometimes you don't want everybody to know your business. I don't. Sometimes I don't want everybody to know it. If you're going to do something, do it. As in my last podcast, it was like sounding a trump. You know, whatever you do for a person, keep that between you and that person. No one else needs to know these things. So sometimes it's really hard for me to pick up the phone and call one of my older siblings. And it's not that I don't love them. I mean, I know if they hear this, they're going to be like, oh my goodness. It's not that I don't love my siblings. I do love them. It's just that the ones who I was closest to, the ones who I trusted with my life, they're gone. So I just find it really hard to open up sometimes. And sometimes I feel like my back is against the wall, but God spoke to my heart. One day I just held my arms all the way out, and God gave me like the biggest bear hug you ever could want. See, sometimes the Bible says He'll never leave you or forsake you. God will never leave you or forsake you. He's always there. And sometimes I'd be like, God, don't leave me. Please don't leave me. And He'll constantly say, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Stop saying that. I'll never leave you or forsake you. So if you're out there and you feel like your back is against a wall, just remember, the Lord will never, ever leave you or forsake you. He's not going to do that because He loves us too much to do that. He loves you too much to do that. He loves me too much to do that. And He'll never leave me. He'll never leave you or forsake you. Even though sometimes you go through your darkest days and your darkest hours, and a lot of people that you love may not be here. Some of you out there might be listening. Maybe your mom is not here anymore. Maybe your dad is not here. Maybe some best friend is not here. But God spoke to my heart. He said, but I'm still here. I'm still here and I love you. Depend on me and trust in me. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And I just want to encourage you this morning to let you know that no matter how dark your days are, or how seemingly scarce they are, or how by yourself you feel, just hold on to that faith. Hold on. Let not your heart be troubled. Do not be dismayed, but trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not into your own understanding, but trust in the Lord, and He will give you all the desires of your heart. He'll never leave you again, nor forsake you. Thank you for listening. I'm Regina Swarn. Contact me at swarnregina@gmail.com.